This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States and China have pledged to stabilize their badly deteriorated ties during a critical visit to Beijing by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who met Monday with Chinese President Xi Jinping. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Monday meeting will wrap up a two-day visit to Beijing aimed at easing soaring tensions. A Blinken-Xi meeting had been expected, but neither side had confirmed it would happen until just before the talks, which are seen as key to the success of the trip. A snub by the Chinese leader would have been a major setback in the effort to restore and maintain communications at senior levels. In meetings between Blinken and senior Chinese officials, the two sides expressed willingness to talk, but showed little inclination to bend on hardened positions. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Officials in Ukraine said that the death toll from the flooding following the destruction of a dam earlier this month has risen to 16, and Russian officials said 29 people have died in territories that Moscow controls.
The breaching of the Kakhovka Dam on June 6 unleashed floodwaters across a large area of land in southern Ukraine and in Russian-occupied parts of Ukraine, destroying farmland and cutting off supplies to civilians. More than 3,600 people have been evacuated from the flooded areas in the Kherson and Mykolaiv regions, while 31 people were still missing and some 1,300 houses remain flooded. That's according to Ukraine's Interior Ministry.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron reporting. Nearly 170 people have died in two of India's most populous states in recent days amid a sweltering heat wave, as hospitals are overwhelmed with patients and routine power outages add to challenges. This is VOA News. A North Korean state media report says top officials have vowed to push for a second attempt to launch a spy satellite during a recently ended meeting of the ruling party. More from VOA's Joe Ramsey.
The report Monday says North Korean top officials called the country's first and failed launch last month the most serious shortcoming this year and harshly criticized those responsible for it. South Korea's spy agency earlier told lawmakers it would likely take more than several weeks for North Korea to determine what went wrong in the failed launch. North Korea monitoring groups haven't reported any purges or dismissals of scientists or others involved in the failed launch. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Israeli helicopter gunship struck
the breaching of the Kakhovka Dam on June 6 unleashed floodwaters across a large area of land in southern Ukraine and in Russian-occupied parts of Ukraine, destroying farmland and cutting off supplies to civilians. More than 3,600 people have been evacuated from the flooded areas in the Kherson.
Pope Francis resumed his cherished Sunday custom of greeting the public from a balcony over St. Peter's Square. This is 2 days after being released from the hospital. Details from AP correspondent Julie Walker.
The Pope thanking everyone in Italian.
Grazie a tutti, grazie a voi, grazie di cuore.
The 86-year-old pontiff sounding breathless and hoarse at times, but gesturing frequently with his hands for emphasis, clearly looking delighted to be back following June 7th abdominal surgery to repair a hernia and remove painful scarring around his intestines. The 15,000 in the square cheering. The Pope also noting Tuesday marks World Refugee Day and renewing his call to do more while praying for the victims of a Uganda school attack by suspected rebels that killed 42 and for the people of Ukraine. I'm Julie Walker.
A majority of Swiss citizens have voted in favor of a bill aimed at introducing new climate measures to sharply curb the rich Alpine nation's greenhouse gas emissions. Sunday's referendum was sparked by a campaign by scientists and environmentalists to save Switzerland's iconic glaciers, which are melting away at an alarming rate. Campaigners initially proposed even more ambitious measures, but later backed a government plan that requires Switzerland to achieve net zero emissions by the year 2050. The Nationalist Swiss People's Party, which had demanded the popular vote, had claimed the measures would cause electricity prices to rise. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.